This is the Publix Radio. I'm Marae Valindo, and you're listening to Artscape. Shortly after Thanksgiving, Warren restaurant Hunky Dory closed for what they then called winter break. This week, less than 3 years after opening and just months after being featured in the New York Times, the owners announced that they're closed for good. The restaurant was known for its unique approach to local, seasonal, Southern-inspired food, but it was also home to a community of folk musicians. That's the sound that would greet you if you walked into Hunky Dory on a Wednesday night. First and third Wednesdays, anyway. When the restaurant itself would be closed, and chef and banjo player Sam Dooling would open the doors for an old-time music jam session. A rotating cast of anywhere from 6 to 20 people would come from across Rhode Island and Massachusetts, toting their fiddles, mandolins, banjos, and more. Most had never met before getting wind of the jam, which was promoted very gently through a Facebook group, the occasional mention on Hunky Dory's social media, and by word of mouth. Old-time jams are like that. There are people ready and willing to play old-time music almost anywhere you go, and when someone opens up their space to make it happen, they will come. When I moved from Chicago to Providence in 2022, I was one of those people looking for a jam. At Hunky Dory, I found a welcoming, generous old-time community, thanks to Sam, as well as to fiddler, banjo player, and guitarist Jason Wood, who helped make it happen.
The jam is the highlight of my calendar. I look forward to it every 2 weeks. Social music, I think, has become a very important part of my life, and this is probably my favorite event in that genre that I attend.
For owner Sam Dooling, it was a longtime dream of his to have a space like this to host his own jam.
Having a place to like host people, and especially when you're running a restaurant and you're not always able to make it to all these jams and travel, the people come to you. So, I mean, it's more like I'm just happy that everyone comes to the jam. So it's been a beautiful like win-win for everyone, I think, and there's snacks, so.
I ate at Hunky Dory many times over the past year and a half. It was as warm and welcoming a restaurant as it was a space for the jam. Sam's partner, Joanna Ray, the restaurant's co-owner, said their goal was for everyone coming in to feel like they were walking into their home for dinner.
Really approachable, but then lots of surprises and kind of upper scale experiences in a really comfortable atmosphere.
They were committed to local seasonal food, something that came through in every dish. With seafood from Andrade's Catch in Bristol, vegetables from Moonrose Farm in Rehoboth, beef from Stony Creek Farm in Swansea, among many other local sources. The menu is kept small and carefully curated. Dishes included things like pillowy hot honey drop biscuits, bloomin' hen of the woods, which is one huge deep-fried hen of the woods mushroom, and a sorghum and tomato-glazed smoked black sea bass head, served on a bed of marinated tomatoes, Carolina gold rice, and preserved tomato broth. Sam and Joanna called the food Southern-ish.
You know, I grew up with a Southern mother and a Southern grandmother around. And so I grew up like eating Southern food and Appalachian food. You know, that was like my home base. That was like what I knew and was most comfortable with. So, and then after obviously moving here from Charleston, South Carolina, we kind of saw a niche that could be filled.
One of the dishes that really stuck with me was their crab rice. Hunky Dory's version is made with crab from Andrade's Catch, Carolina Gold Rice Midlands, which are broken bits of rice that result from hulling and processing the grains, Broadbent Country Ham, a dry cured ham similar to prosciutto, all topped with scallions and shaved botarga, a salted cured fish roe pouch. It's a dish, Sam says, that comes from Dufusky Island off the coast of South Carolina, from the Gullah Geechee people, descendants of enslaved Africans who developed a unique culture, language, and cuisine due to their isolation in island and coastal communities in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida. Crab rice, like so much good food, was born out of necessity and ingenuity, turning what would have been considered scraps into something delicious.
And that's just really like the essence of like Southern and Appalachian cooking, is like making something delicious and beautiful like from literally nothing. the crab rice to us, like, encompasses like the whole story of, like, you know, what Southern cooking is, for me at least.
Their commitment to creating this welcoming place and serving thoughtfully prepared food led to good press and good business. But behind that success were many 80 to 100-hour weeks.
It's been really hard to make this decision because we are doing really well. Dinner sales are up 30% over last year. We've gotten really great PR recently. And so we are doing excellent. And it's easy to get caught up in that. But then when you take a step back, there's still so much financial struggle. And we're so far off. Sam and I are still doing the dishes every single night here.
And so they made the tough decision to close the restaurant. They're selling the assets along with the lease, although they do plan to keep making their popular pimento cheese under the Hunky Dory name. And the name itself is not for sale. As for the space, they're hoping it'll go to someone who wants to keep it a restaurant.
I think it's a great opportunity for someone who is coming in here, is going to come in like at the exact right time to just really like smash it and like and crush it. And that's what we want to see. We want to like leave it in good hands and make sure that like the town is like getting another great restaurant and another great person to come and like take this place over.
Sam broke the news to the Wednesday Night Jammers in December that the restaurant would officially be closing, meaning the end of the Hunky Dory Jam as we knew it. He told me later that hard as the restaurant work would get, the jam would give him something to look forward to.
It's been like so wonderful to have that little reprieve and to have that break and to have that like little time to look forward to like connect and play music. It kind of like refills your soul in a way. Yeah, when things are rough or we're really busy or I'm understaffed or like, you know, just restaurant stuff happens. It's great to have a jam to kind of like look forward to. And then, you know, even though it's, you know, more work and it's tiring and I'm like up late, it's like none of that matters and it doesn't register because it's like refreshing.
The old time jam is still looking for a new home, but the community that grew out of it will live on.
A jam or a session, I think of as a very like kind of living entity, right? It kind of depends on who shows up and people come in and bring different tunes and different ideas.
That's musician Jason Wood.
I think like the physical space is an important part of that. Not the only part of it, but that's kind of part of the milieu. So if that changes and the people are still there, that's the most important thing.
For the Publix Radio, I'm Mareva Lindo.